Hi everyone, welcome back to this latest edition of the JF Interviews. My name is Jonathan Farrington, of course. My guest today is Rich Blakeman. He's the Managing Director of Channel Sales Centre of Excellence at MHI Global, yet another one of the organisations taken under the MHI Global stable recently. Welcome, Rich.
Jonathan, so good of you to take the time today. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Absolute pleasure. Now, what we've got to try and do is we've got to talk about your brand new book, The Hybrid Sales Channel, in around about 10 to 15 minutes. And I know from experience how excited we can get talking about our babies. But I know that you will be concise and succinct, as you promised to be, so thank you. Look, Rich, I really do appreciate you giving me the opportunity a couple of months ago to read a pre-edited manuscript. I absolutely enjoyed it. And since it's just hitting the market right now, it's really helped me to frame some questions for you. I guess what we should begin with, given the plethora of sales books out there right now, and given the time needed and the investment required, again, I speak from experience, because I'm going through it myself, what made you want to write this book? And I guess what I'm really asking, Rich, is why this, why now?
Well, you know our company probably as well as anyone, Jonathan, and we are absolutely focused on the end customer and what's going on in the marketplace. And this book was not written because of some view that I have or we have that we know better. This book was written because of what's going on in the marketplace right now, and that's because buyers are changing their behavior. They're changing in number. There are more buyers than there have ever been in the past in every complex sale. They're requiring more ROI proof. They're requiring a more disciplined process of buying, and they're requiring more value. And at the same time, the companies that the buyers are working for are absolutely requiring their own leaders to organically grow their companies and not grow through acquisition. And all of that leads to companies and our clients having the need to really look at their coverage strategy to say, how are we going to organically grow our business in the light of how customers are doing this? And that's where we came to a hybrid way of looking at a coverage strategy rather than traditional separated indirect and direct sales channels.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I came away with after I sort of read it for the first time, this isn't one of your usual sales or sales methodology books at all. It is completely different. I think rather than me describe what I took away from it, I think you should. It's your baby.
At the end of the day, it's a coverage strategy.
Yeah.
It's how to look at your territories down at the territory and customer level, not up at a very high level of how you're going to approach a broad marketplace or region to geography, but how you're going to look down at the territory and customer level and how you're going to leverage the unique strengths of your direct sales force and your channel sales partner sales reps down to the individual partner sales rep to get the best coverage to ignite growth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the book has got a very interesting and an original approach. And I'm going to ask you about Dominic and George and David et al. Very, very shortly, of course, as you'd expect me to. But when we think about the blending of the why and the how-to with leadership and management guidance, all wrapped up inside of a story about a company going through change, which actually brought it to life for me. Why did you choose that approach?
Well, I think you've hit it on the head, Jonathan, and that's being able to bring it to life. There are lots of books that will talk about why you should do something and then never talk about how. Mm-hmm. There are lots of books that will talk about how without giving you a context to why. And there are even fewer that can wrap it up in something that can make it understandable by putting it in the context of a story or a setting that is similar to something that you may be going through or that other companies that you work with are going through. So to me, we had to go through all three phases of that, get through the why, get to the how, and give some meat, but put it inside of a wrapping paper that would put it all together.
Sure. Yeah, no. I mean, I understand that. I wanted you to explain that to the listeners because it is very, very important and it's very, very significant. And I don't want this to sound like a jaundiced view of the sales space, but we both know there's an awful lot of people out there that will tell us this is wrong or what's wrong, but actually don't have the capability or the knowledge or the experience themselves to tell us how to put it right.
No, I completely understand, and it was no small journey on my part on the front end to try and take a whole lot of stuff that comes from years of experience and try and decide how to sort it in a way that might be palatable.
And that comes through, Rich. I think this is a wonderful platform for you to finally demonstrate your incredible and vast experience of the sales space. And I think you've grasped it with both hands. Now, look, you know, before we go any further, I've got to know this. Is this a real company? Is it a hypothetical company or is it something else?
You know, if it was a real company, I'd never say. Thank you for laughing.
You wouldn't. I know you wouldn't. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. I will tell you that I know seven companies at a minimum that I could name that are exactly like this company. Mm. I know one that is precisely like this company, but the characteristics that exist in this company have existed in my experience for as many as 30 years and have increased in their frequency over the last 10 years at almost logarithmic proportions. So it's a little bit of each. It's a blend. It's some very specific companies. And it's a trend right now. And based on the reactions that I've had at a couple of conferences I've spoken at recently, it's a trend that is really seriously present in the market, which is why we're in the market with these concepts right today.
Sure. What I found very interesting is that you've struck a balance. In other words, half of your focus seems to be on the leadership framework from the boardroom to the senior executives, and the other half is on the execution of change between first-time manager and territory direct salesperson. I mean, that was obviously conscious, wasn't it, to create that balance?
It's more than conscious. In this kind of change, you can't do one without the other. And I'll take it in the reverse order that you mentioned it. The first line manager is the most underappreciated, underpaid, overpressured resource in any company. And yet they're the one that makes change happen and makes change stick in the relationship between the first line manager and their direct reports. So if you're going to go do a different coverage strategy down at the territory and sales rep level, which is where you touch the customer, then you've got to get that right. But if you don't do that in alignment with the initiatives of the senior executives, then it's a waste of time. And likewise, if you get alignment of the senior executives and all you do is publish memorandums and PowerPoint slide decks and monthly updates and beautiful KPI charts, but never engage the first line managers, either of those two will fail.
Yeah, what we're talking about here is total buy-in, aren't we? Because without that, you just cannot guarantee success.
Yes, it's top to bottom, yeah. And it has to be complete.
And bottom
then
top.
If you add in the partners.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
It has to be complete.
Yeah. Now, as you suggest, many companies are working hard to separate their direct sales from their indirect channels, yet you believe that growth will come from exactly the opposite, a hybrid. So this is a big leap for a lot of people. Can you help me and the listeners with the core reasoning here? How did you arrive at that?
Well, the arrival is really more about what the goal is. The goal of separating direct from indirect is traditionally about cost structure. And the cost structure of a direct sales force and an indirect sales force are completely different. You may choose speed to market or coverage in some emerging markets and some emerging countries as another goal, but primarily over the years, companies have used cost as the measuring stick for developing direct versus indirect. And that's not today's goal. That won't take us where we need to get. That won't create organic growth. If anything, it is the antithesis of organic growth. And if you use growth as the measure and not cost, then in order to create growth, you have to absolutely maximize every resource and put every resource to work in concert with each other, not in opposition to each other. And to do it in concert with each other, you've got to do that down at a very close level to the customer, not at some high level of orchestration with rules of engagement that will never work and can't be followed to begin with and aren't fairly administered, but all the way down at the customer where you can take this person's unique strength and that person's unique strength and put them to work in concert. That can create growth when done together.
Yeah.
When done separately, all it can do is maximize your costs and you won't grow.
Yeah. I think that's spot on, Rick. I read a post of yours on LinkedIn recently about this book, and what you said was, this isn't the annual rearranging of the deck chairs, quote unquote. And I certainly know all about that. So how can this kind of change be accomplished without it seeming to fall into that category in any company?
Well, that's a great question. I appreciate you paying attention to my my social media, Jonathan. If anything, the biggest challenge is getting the people, including your partners, to understand the absolute fundamental change in the reasoning for making these kinds of changes and not having it appear by all of the actions from first-line managers through senior executives through the partners that you engage to be just the program du jour. And this is a pilot we're going to try. It's very difficult to pilot this kind of work because you're going to engage outside business partners, and business partners, they talk to each other. They work in many different geographies. So if you pilot it over here and don't pilot it over here, they don't understand those kinds of differentiations the way you might as an enterprise company. You really have to be able to demonstrate to your people where the goal line is, why this is a different goal line than just, well, we're going to reorganize. This isn't about reorganization. This is about a new philosophy for doing coverage. And if you can't get and wrap your head around that and tie it to your corporate goals for growth, then it's difficult to get this change made.
Yes, this isn't something you set about, as you suggest, half-heartedly. This is a completely different change of mindset, philosophy, and strategy. And if you're going to do it, I think it's like all things in life, isn't it, Rich? If you're going to do it, do it to the best of your ability and give it everything you've got. If not, why bother?
And it's not that you can't do it in a country or that you can't do it in a region.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, you have to do it top to bottom inside that organization to make it work.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't do it in SMB and not do it in enterprise. Sure. Of course you can. You can segment it and find the places where in your company this will work for you. Mm-hmm. But when you decide to go this direction, you go all in that segment for the right reasons. And that's why it takes some readiness assessment. It takes the alignment of the executives. It takes getting the first line management team prepared. You don't just read a book, send a couple of people, you know, through a little bit of preparation and say, okay, we're ready to go now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you know, Rich, we are time constrained, sadly, and I look forward to having further discussions with you offline about this book. I like it very, very much. I think it's timely. And I think I said, you know, I wrote a testimonial for you, of course, and that was from the heart. I want to ask you, now that it's out, now that it's published, and you stand back and you look at it, you must do so with an enormous amount of pride.
Well, I am, Jonathan, but I will also tell you I do it with an enormous amount of humility.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in my office, and just like in yours, I have 75 sales books on my shelf. And the majority of them, I know the authors personally. And I'm not any smarter yesterday than I was the day before because I published this book. And I'm not any smarter than any of these other people who published their books. But at the same time, I'm extremely proud of the work that went into this and the amount of experience that it took from a lot of people working with a lot of clients to be able to pull together all of the work that's embedded in this. And I'm very excited about the future of where we can take this to help our clients grow their business.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about. And we haven't crossed a goal line. We've just really started a race.
I think that sums it up. And I think that I will leave everyone with this final thought. This is a substantial book. Rich Blakeman isn't someone that needed to write a book just to improve his status. He is already where he needs to be and brings all of that experience to bear. And through this book, he's given us new thoughts, new ideas, and it's so, so refreshing. I get to read, like a lot of people, I get to read a lot of sales books. I get an awful lot coming through my across my desk to review. And I can say with my hand on my heart, this is a genuine book. And I learned a lot. And for that, I'm very grateful, Rich.
Jonathan, those words mean a lot coming from you. I value your thoughts and your opinions. And for a man who is in the words business, I take your words to heart. Thank you very much.
That's very kind of you. Okay, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. The book is now out. The Hybrid Sales Channel. Okay? We've been talking with Rich Blakeman. I can share with you that actually the Hybrid Sales Channel has made it to the final of this year's Top Sales Awards category, Top Sales Book for 2015. And Rich, we wish you all the very best with that contest.
I look forward to seeing how that turns out.
Okay. Again, Rich, thanks for giving up the time to come and talk to me. Know that you're welcome back anytime, and we value here at Top Sales World, we value the relationship both with you and, of course, MHI Global. So thank you very much. Indeed.
Have a great week, Jonathan. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Rich. Okay, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I really do suggest you get across to Amazon, look at the reviews, and grab yourself a copy of this book. This is something that you don't just read and tuck away. This is something that you need to have. This could start a movement within your organization if you will let it. It requires you to be open-minded. This is new thinking, and it's very, very substantial, I promise you. Thank you for joining us. This is Jonathan Farrington. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.